Legos have shown up everywhere from the Kennedy Space Center to the bottoms of your feet when they're left on the floor. Ouch. Now, one Newton man has turned them into a career, using them for STEM and STEAM education through his nonprofit, Next Gen Smarty Pants. His name is Paris Patani, a.k.a. Mr. Lego. And those Lego skills have landed him a coveted spot out of 25,000 applicants on the second season of Fox's Lego Masters, which he describes as the Olympics for the Lego community. Paris holds many titles: robotics engineer, founder and CEO, Lego Master, but as he told us when we spoke to him recently, it is the title of dad that has been his biggest inspiration. Paris talked about how when he had his daughter, who's now 9, his focus changed completely.
I had been quite overachiever in things and been to 45 countries and all that, but having her, it just, none of that mattered anymore. It was really about helping her to have the best life that she could have. And so part of that was I learned really quickly that she was just bored in school. It just wasn't challenging enough, and I didn't think that was fair. So we just started building, you know, and Lego was a great medium.
Yeah. How old was she when you started building?
You know, we'd been building together right from day one, really. But I would say the epiphany seminal moment was when she was not quite 4. She wanted to add lights to one of her Lego sets. And so I taught her some very basic soldering and circuit. She was really very self-motivated to want to add the lights. She didn't care really what she had to learn to get there. So rather than sort of, at least from my days in school, it was more about, you know, doing like 100 math problems and not really knowing why. This was sort of a pull, if you will. And it just really hit me like a ton of bricks, or I guess that's punny now, but.
A ton of Lego bricks. Gotcha.
Yeah, a ton of Lego bricks. That's right.
So Paris, I want to play a little sound, a clip of you and your daughter working with Legos together. Here it is.
So where is the... Yippadoodoo.
Yippadoodoo.
Why did I just say that?
I'm not sure why.
Oops. And what does it mean?
That I'm not sure about either.
And what are you sure about?
I'm sure that I'm not sure about that.
You made one for me?
I made one for you.
Okay.
So, Paris, I can hear the love, right? I can hear the love in that and the joy of being with your daughter. How do we get from there to you're on a reality show on Fox building master Legos, and you've got a master Lego builder plaque in your house?
Well, you know, a lot of success, I think, is 50% perseverance and 50% luck, as the saying goes. I'd been running Next Gen Smarty Pants for about 5 years. I'd been in the press quite a bit. And, you know, we integrate all of our programs. The school systems use us as sort of the lab, the hands-on application of the math skills and science skills that they teach. And we use Lego for about 80% of our programs. And so
and you work in schools in Massachusetts and Connecticut, right?
That's right. Yep. So mostly in Connecticut. Like I said, they just gave me a call back in December, I think it was. And they asked if I'd be interested to apply. And actually, I thought it was spam at first. And I happened to be on the phone with one of the Lego masters from the previous year, Jessica Ragsey, and she's now teaching some of our Lego classes, for example. And I just said to her, I said, you know, I got a message from them. Do you think that's real? And she's like, oh, absolutely. You should call back. I'm like, really? And I mean, even then, going through that process was quite arduous. And I didn't really think I would make it.
My understanding is something like 25,000 people apply and 12 teams of 2 make it. So for them to invite you into the application screen and for you to make it, you really had to go through a lot.
Oh, yeah. They put us through the ringer, that's for sure. We definitely had to do certain challenges. They asked to build multiple things. So they really judge on 3 things, which is creativity, technical capabilities, and then storytelling. And so you really have to be at the top of your game on those 3 aspects.
What are you best at?
Well, the engineering, the technical capabilities, for sure. The use of robotics and gears and pulleys and pneumatics and all these things. That's what I'm really known for, is using these components to teach.
So I want to play a clip of you on Lego Masters working with your teammate, because you do have a teammate on the show, Michael Moto Kanemoto of Colorado. Here it is.
Hello there, Motown Paris.
Hi there.
I can see you've got some robots in action there already.
We're both engineers and we're both dads, so it made sense to build two dad robots, one with a little girl and one with a little boy.
How are you gonna incorporate some playful motion into your build?
But we're moving a gearbox into the chest cavity so we can get the torso to move this way. He's got a gearbox designed to get the arms to move this way, and then we're gonna do one more mechanism to get the head to go this way.
So can you tell us how that one turned out?
That was from episode one, and we made the robots. Moto is an engineer as well, so he and I had some different discussions about how we would do certain things, especially with the head and the neck and things. I remember our head fell off the first time, but then we kind of fixed it. And But, you know, if you watch that episode, I mean, the artistry is amazing. And Moto is quite well known in the LEGO community and has quite a bit of a following for his artistry. So my perspective was really trying to help elevate, you know, our art by bringing my engineering skills into it.
You talk about other folks who are well known for their artistry. You're on these teams. It's extremely competitive on air, of course, because it's a competitive reality show. Was it competitive behind the scenes? Take us behind the scenes of an episode. What was that experience like?
In short, no. It really wasn't competitive. The word Lego means play well. So it was, I think, frustrating for some of the production crew because we kept helping each other. In general, our technic and engineering skills were much higher than all the others, and their artistry was so much better. So we just kept collaborating. We just kept helping each other. And they would ask us to actually stop doing that because we're competition. And I mean, we did it anyway. We just kind of did it off camera.
Is that collaboration, things that you learned, are you able to bring them back into these courses that you are using Legos to teach through your nonprofit to help young people with STEAM and adults, as I understand it, with STEAM as well, science, technology, engineering, art, and math?
Yeah, we have lots of adults that take our classes. My mother in particular loves our animals robotics class. But yeah, from a Lego building, even, you know, if you ask a child to build something, they typically will just dig their hands in and build this sort of polka dot mask. And what we do is we try to get them from that to symmetry, rule of thirds, dominant color, shape, you know, and start to think about purposeful design, sort of expressing their own artistic style. And then we start bringing in gears and motors and technical components. So
what's one thing you learned from another competitor on the show that kind of blew your Lego mind?
I'd say the single greatest thing is just these relationships. And we still all talk every single day. We call it our Lego Masters 2 family. From an educational standpoint, I really learned a lot about how different artists do things. And I've integrated that and really tried to apply a lot of the skills. So it was really about the melding of engineering and artistry, kind of like what Steve Jobs used to profess about. You know, it's the art that really emotionally connects with people. It's the engineering that really helps us to do and things that are incredible. And the combination of the two is sort of the sweet spot.
What's the best thing you've ever built with Legos Paris?
Well, I have a 2-foot-tall ice cream cone. That's pretty fun.
What makes it fun? Because obviously you can't eat it.
You can't eat it, no. What's so great about it is the technical challenge, the brick techniques and stuff. As an engineer, I'm kind of nerdy that way. I love to learn different technique. From an artistic standpoint, it's just, what, a 2-foot-tall ice cream cone? What? So it really connects with kids and people. And it's enlightening. It's inspiring, I think. I can't give more of a gift to kids in particular than that.
The engineering challenge, is it the roundness of what would be the scoops and doing that with square Legos? Is that what the big engineering challenge there was?
So, yes. So the scoops themselves, it was really about getting the weight out and still being able to hold a globe sort of shape. And the cone in particular, I used a spiral technique. And so making the cone shape and then being able to put it all together and having the cone hold. It's got three
Not
scoops
collapse.
On it. Yeah, that's right. I haven't really brought it out, but I know the kids are going to want to take pictures with it. So I think I'm going to have to use some acetone to weld all the plastic together.
When you get Legos now in a box, it's with a pattern and you're supposed to build something. like a Star Wars Millennium Falcon, for example. But then there's free building, where you just use your imagination and you have lots of Legos and you see what you can build. And my understanding is people sort of fall in one camp or the other. Where do you fall on that? And are there really these camps?
Yes, a little bit. Ever since I came back from the Lego Masters production, my perspective has definitely changed. I'm not interested in the Lego sets nearly as much as I used to be, because now I know some of the designers and whatnot. And I think the real reason is that I'd rather try and see what I can do. I've always been looking at different Lego sets and looking at the different techniques that a lot of these professional designers do and use. Now it's more of looking at those techniques and seeing how I can use them, you know, in a different context. And what am I learning from building the set?
What's your dream build with your daughter?
If I had the opportunity, the Lego bricks, the time, the independence, I would love to build Willy Wonka's chocolate factory out of Lego.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, that is Paris Patani, also known as Mr. Lego, who is a contender on the second season of Lego Masters and the founder and CEO of Next Gen Smarty Pants, which is a nonprofit education corporation. Paris, good luck. And thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
And you can watch Paris and his teammate Moto compete on Lego Masters on Fox tonight at 8:00.